Lindsay Yeager joins me now here in the studios. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's so many questions I have as somebody who works in the mornings about sleep.
I bet.
But the first question I have is that we just switch back to standard time from daylight savings time, which is awesome for people like myself and whoever else likes to get up in the morning. How do time changes affect sleep?
So we all have this internal clock called our circadian rhythm. And when things like time changes happen, it can just kind of throw you off. So truthfully, when we spring forward, that tends to affect sleep more. But right now, people are just kind of struggling. They want to go to bed earlier, which is just going to throw off your wake-up time in the morning. So if you kind of think about it like jet lag, it kind of feels the same way.
Is it bad to go to bed earlier if you are not used to the time change?
I would say within an hour of your regular bedtime is probably okay, but if you're coming home at 6 o'clock and you're eating dinner and ready for bed at 7, that's probably a little bit of a problem.
What sleep problems do you most see frequently in your office?
So there's really two that we see the most complained about. One is obstructive sleep apnea, and the other is insomnia.
Now talk about those two things.
Yeah, so obstructive sleep apnea is when there's a blockage in your airway that doesn't allow air and oxygen to get into your lungs. So what happens is eventually you'll probably snore and wake yourself up to take that big breath, and then you'll fall back asleep. So it's that constant fall asleep, stop breathing, wake up cycle that's really damaging to your health.
And how about insomnia?
Insomnia can be long-term or short-term. We call it acute insomnia when you just have some kind of stressful event in your life and maybe you're not getting good sleep, but long-term insomnia can cause lots of health problems. Our bodies need the rest, so if you're having lots of insomnia, you should talk to your doctor.
That's a question I've had because, you know, sometimes it can be hard to fall asleep at night, and sometimes you wake up and you're not feeling super rested. How many of those problems are problems that, you know, could be medical versus problems that might just be, you know, every so often they happen? And how do you know the difference?
Well, sometimes they're medical, I would say, if they're really long term. But we also talk a lot about behavioral. We call it sleep hygiene. So are you doing all the things you should do to really take care of your sleep? Is your bedroom dark and cool? Are you watching TV to fall asleep? Are you looking at your cell phone? I would say if you're having insomnia, I would start to eliminate some of those kind of stimulating factors. And if it doesn't get better, I'd talk to your doctor.
You talked about some health problems that can happen if you are sleeping poorly. What happens if you're not getting enough sleep?
If you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to definitely cause you to have lots of heart problems. It can cause arrhythmias. It can cause high blood pressure, besides the fact that you just feel kind of junky.
What do you mean? Why do you feel so junky?
Because your brain is not getting to go offline, if you think of it like a computer. So you're not getting to have that time where your body rests and recovers. Your brain kind of sorts things out at night while you're sleeping. So we process stress, we process events of the day. And if you're not getting that time, you're just not, you're not letting your brain recuperate.
So you mentioned having a cool, dark room, quiet, you know, making sure that it's quiet, of course.
Yeah.
What are other ways to get a good night's sleep?
Having a set schedule. So if you can go to bed within the same 2-hour time frame and get up at the same 2-hour time frame in the morning, that really sets you up for, you know, success in sleep and feeling like you're getting good sleep consistently throughout the week. I'm a big advocate for a screen-free bedroom, so no TV in your bedroom, no cell phone, no iPad. Just keep that a place where it's restful.
Is it possible, I have so many questions about this, but is it possible to catch up on sleep or develop a sleep debt?
Yeah, sleep debt is a real thing. If you are, you know, you're having a week where maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you only got 4 or 5 hours, our bodies do try to recover some of that sleep, but it's a hard hole to fill. You're really fighting against the tide to try to catch up on sleep.
How well do you sleep at night?
That's a great question. I wish that I slept better. So I oversee a department that operates mostly in the overnight hours. So that requires some call and some overnights myself.
Because you're helping people. You're testing people as they sleep.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's that like as a doctor who works, you know, or somebody who works in a sleep department.
Yeah.
Not getting enough sleep yourself.
I mean, it's pretty ironic, right? That like we teach other people how to sleep, but most of my staff are daytime sleepers, which is definitely less quality sleep. I was a daytime sleeper and an overnight employee for a long time. And so it can be a challenge, but I try to follow my own rules. So when I go to bed and I can't fall asleep, I'll sometimes ask myself what I'm doing that, you know, I tell my patients not to do. So
when you're going to bed and you're trying to fall asleep and your bedroom is perfect and you haven't looked at a screen.
Right.
And you can't get to sleep, what do you do?
Well, it should take you about 15 minutes to fall asleep. So if you're just laying down and you're going to sleep right away, that's actually a sign that you're really overtired. So it should take about 15 minutes for you to doze off. If it's longer than, they say, half an hour, 45 minutes, sometimes it's helpful to get out of bed, get a drink of water, keep the lights low, but you don't want to just lay in bed and toss and turn. So,
Lindsay Yeager is a sleep center coordinator at Southwest Health System, which I should note is an underwriter of KSJD. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Sleep well tonight.
Thank you.